All right, we'll go ahead and call the October monthly meeting of the Fulton County Courtroom Court to order. At this time, Justice Lahosky, Justice Tyler Lahosky is going to lead us in the invocation and pledge. Would you stand, please?
Lord, thank you for bringing us together today. Please give us all clarity of mind to make decisions that are best for our community. Keep your hands over us as we make these decisions, and just be with us all as we near the exciting and turbulent possible time of the election time. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please take your seats. We have the roll call, please.
Allison.
Here.
Coates.
Present.
Ready.
Present.
Hendrick.
Here.
Nine. Lahosky.
Here.
Lyon.
Here.
Moss.
Here.
Pearson.
Here.
Robert.
Here.
Shaw. Strain.
Here.
Tyler.
Here.
All right, I counted 12 and 13. We do have a quorum. Right in the nick of time, we have number 12. All right, members of the court, you have the journal from September in your packet. I'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve the journal.
Okay, we have a second.
Second.
Motion second. Are there any discussion items, any changes, additions, or deletions? Hearing none, all in favor of approving the journal as presented indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Journal will be approved. County officers report. We're going to switch this up just a little bit and go with County Administrator Randy Higgins in the name of not forgetting the County Administrator's report.
That ain't right. I got on to him walking over here to forgot the last 2 months. All right, quickly just want to give court updates on a few projects we're working on. First off, the animal shelter construction. We're about 95% finished with construction. Which is good. If you've been by there in the dark the last few days, you can see it's actually lit up in the front, got some lights. I mean, if we have electricity and everything, that's pretty cool. I mentioned last note, we had some external doors that were on back order. They are still on back order. They have not yet arrived. Last month, they were wrapping up the specialized flooring that we have down. They have finished the flooring, but it has to cure for a few days. I stopped and talked to the general contractor this morning, and he was filling me in. Probably by the end of this week, they'll have the flooring cured. When they get that done, the CCTV vendor can come in and finish that part of the project. Still working on coordinating of the parking lot with the road department to get that done. So, and then I believe various appliances have started to show up.
Correct.
Have they started to, so we have some appliances and things that we've had on order starting to show up and in. So still some ongoing activity, but most of the construction itself is finished. The county firefighter radio distribution, I've mentioned that all the handhelds have been distributed except Damascus. The mobile radios, these are ones that go in the vehicles, 14 of 20 departments have been installed. Enola Fire Department was actually installed today. The remaining departments are Damascus, Greenbrier, Mount Vernon, Wooster, South Pillow, and Beaver Falls. So we'll be wrapping those up shortly. 911 PSAP board, the interlocal agreement between the city of Conway and Faulkner County has been executed and filed, so that goes into effect November 1st. So all of the activity that you guys helped us with last month, we've moved forward with it this month, notified the employees, and it is ready to go. So all we've got to do is wait till November 1st and pull the trigger. Courthouse renovation. At this point, an asbestos survey has been done, and we're just waiting on the results of that. That's part, going to be part of the quote that the architect will be giving us. 2025 budget. So last week was the deadline for submissions for budgets back to my office. Those are back in with a couple of stragglers.
It's a big budget.
It is a big budget. And I gave the sheriff department an extension, so they should have you something tomorrow. It's all in good fun. It's all good fun. So anyway, so we're in good shape there. And then lastly, we are implementing at the county level, just today, we're really starting to work on it, a household battery recycling program. I have noticed in recent months that it seems like every time I turn around, there's a trash can, there's a AA or a AAA battery in the trash can. And so the maintenance team started looking into it. And we use batteries for everything. You know, a mouse will have a battery. Everything has batteries, and they're just going in the trash can, probably like most businesses are. In the corporate world, where I came from, that was a no-no. So we would actually recycle those. So we're implementing a battery recycling program so that our employees will have a place to actually dispose of their alkaline, not alkaline, NiCad, all their household and use batteries that they have, so that they don't go into our local landfills, and we'll get that all taken care of. So we were excited about to get that program started. That's it, unless you have any questions for me. Justin Housman?
You speak to, and this is something that we did a while back ago, we gave money towards the time clock, or
is that right?
You talk about
It is in progress. Margaret is more actively engaged with that, but we have kind of taken a little bit of a hiatus because of the election. But there are key players that are involved in that are undergoing online training.
Okay.
I saw some emails today about some data they're providing, but yes, it is moving forward.
Okay.
Perfect. In fact, I think I even saw an email that
they actually haven't taken a break. It's just I've kind of out a little bit. Right now it's between FI and them. A lot of the data that they need, FI can do it for us instead of us, and then we'll get back on board with them. And there's a lot of decisions they want us to make, and until we see how it works, we can't make those decisions. So we're kind of waiting to get a little bit further down the road, and I'm not going to be involved until after November
5th. So we're implementing in some of the smaller offices before taking on bigger offices like road and sheriff's office. And
But the data has to be built first. And so in all transparency, we have run into a couple of, I don't call them roadblocks, but challenges that we have, ways that we track time. I won't go into all the details, but the way that we track time that may or may not be, not that it's appropriate, but it's not industry standard. And so we're changing some of those, so it's causing us to have to change and them to have to change, which is a good thing. That's the whole reason that we're implementing this, is so that we could fine-tune our payroll system. But I would say that it's on track and moving forward.
Thank you.
And like I said, I saw an email, I think, yesterday that the hardware has actually been shipped and it's starting to come in. Okay? All right. Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. All right, next, we'll pick back up our normal order. Treasurer Scott Simpson.
Thank you, Judge. Just turn with me to summary statement of Quorum Court, January 1st, 2024, through September 30th, 2024.
Tab number two.
It's tab two, yes, sir. County General Fund $1,003,019,334.05. County Road Fund $2,006,635.51. County Road Sales Tax Fund $3,402,003,010,745.06. Animal Welfare Control Fund $3,404,1,575,334.47. Criminal Justice Tax Fund $3,407,252,724.63. Coronavirus Relief Fund 105, $948,641.06. American Rescue Plan Fund 3046, $5,100,433.79. ARP Revenue Replacement Fund 106, $9,121,425.57. Coming to page two. As you can see on that, 2024 is the red, and it is almost mid 2023 at this point. We're going to make our $4 million revenue projection. I wish it was just a little bit higher than this, but we're going to see what happens in this tax collection cycle and kind of what we said. So we'll know a lot more next month. On to page three, sales tax for September was $1,192,996.96. That's 4.94% better than September 23. We're currently at 7.65% year to date above 23. Click with me again. Total sales tax collection for the year to this point, $11,134,233.58. That's 82% of our projected. As you'll know, we are 3/4 of the way through the year, and so we're well ahead of projected revenue on that. And of course, on the last page, our 3 month moving average versus our 1 year moving average. I've talked about this before, but that January anomaly has kind of thrown this chart a little bit out of kilter. Everything's moving in the right direction, still more than 1 year. Not too terribly concerned about that. Is there any questions?
Any questions for our treasurer? As always, thank you. Thank you for your work with your staffs and being able to present that to us in a way that we understand. Thank you. County Clerk, as always, your report's in the packet. Sheriff Riles, Sheriff's report this time.
Thank you, Judge. Thank you, Court.
There we go. That's
all. For the month of September, our headcount at Unit 1 is 198. The headcount at Unit 2 is 140. The female capacity, our headcount is 67. Our average juvenile is 14. The number of vacant positions is 8. The average ADC inmates housed is 57. On patrol, the total number of calls to dispatch is 2,435. Total numbers of calls to the Faulkner County Sheriff's Office is 1,935. The number of violent and crimes and domestics was 94. The number of thefts and criminal mischief is 74, and we had 56 animal calls. We wrote 10 animal citations, one animal warning, and our reserve unit put in their team 589 hours for the month of September. In the Criminal Investigation Division, we assigned 78 cases. We closed 26. Open cases is 52. Our transport made 47 trips for a total mileage of 9,944 miles at a cost of $12,723. Total in extraditions, the total trips was 2. Total miles was 2,619. The total cost was $4,174. And that's all I have, Mr. Judge.
Thank you. Questions for the sheriff?
Yes, Sheriff. Looking at Unit 2, I'm noticing a trend down of average attendance. Is there any reason for that, by chance?
Well, it is. You know, we had implemented arresting. There's a number of factors here. We've implemented arresting only violent offenders to come into our facility. So we're not arresting, and we're citing and setting court dates because of our overcrowding issues. Nonviolent misdemeanors. And that's one of the reasons. Also, our females, if you notice, our females are down as well. A lot of them were probation and parole violators, and those have been reassigned to ACC, which is Arkansas Community Corrections. That's where they get their help at that facility, the ones that's on parole and ones that's needing drug rehabs and those type things. We can't give that to them, but they can at ACC. So that's really where they're supposed to be at. You know, so that helped out. The courts right now are post-sentencing some of their charges. Not nearly as many as coming from the courts to our jail after sentencing. In other words, directly from the court to our jail right after sentencing. So September, we was really down on that. We're in a 2-day period that sentenced 20, you know, for misdemeanor charges and driving violations and things like that. So this is that for that month, it's really helping that aspect.
Thank you.
We had two good Arkansas Department of Correction runs. That was a big factor. And we've got 4309s that timed out, and so they're gone. Now, we're talking about Unit 1 facility here, I think. Well, it could be a combination of both. It could be male or female. But we have four of them, so that's a handful that left us. But they'll be replaced, you know, once the 309s time out and they get their pardons or paroles or probations, whatever they get. They get released, and then we'll fill four more slots there. And we asked the court, and we implemented the one-day opportunity to be able to get good time. We have not implemented that yet. That's not something that we have to do right this second. But we are using the 70-30, which is something we've always used. It's always been a custom for the sheriff's department to use that, and we utilize that. So that's a little bit of help. So there's a lot of areas that that's responsible for lowering some of our numbers. Anytime you lower numbers over here or at Unit 2, the numbers will show at Unit 2. That's where we're going to show that, most likely. That and some of the, as well as classifications that we are implementing on the violators, the ones that's right there in the gray area of being violent and nonviolent. And so a little bit of that stuff as well.
Well, thank you for your explanation, Sheriff. And as usual, we appreciate the way you guys protect and serve us. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you, Justin. I appreciate it.
You have questions for Sheriff? Sheriff, thank you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Appreciate all that info. Next, ARP and Road Administrator Tom Anderson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Other than the ARP projects that Administrator Higgins noted, I'd like to call your attention to page 6 of 7. Since the last report, Worcester Wastewater Project has spent $50,000 a little over, and that's to house, that's their building to house all of their operations for the sewer department. As I mentioned in the previous meeting, they can't house the sewer operation and their water operation in the same building, so they had to build a new building for their sewer operation. I also mentioned to you, I believe it was last month, we feel comfortable that Mayflower can complete their expenditures by the deadline. And so on our calendar this week and next week is to begin the process of finalizing the contract with them so they can get started on that. Subject to any questions, that's my report on the ARP program.
It's been a while. Could you just remind me of the deadlines for when the money needs to be appropriated and expensed on these funds?
Sure. It has to be obligated by the end of this year, calendar year, 31st of December. An obligation is not necessarily an appropriation as far as the Department of Treasury is concerned. There's some fine lines between the two. But that has to be done by the end of this calendar year. The expenditures, not the bills received, but the money actually has to be spent by the end of January, December 2026.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Not in touch.
Yes,
ma'am. So I appreciate you answering the question on Mayflower, like I've asked you the past couple of months. I appreciate that. The other ones in the nonprofit, where are they sitting with the Children's Advocacy Alliance?
We are still waiting. We are going through their audits right now to make sure they look good to us. Once we do that, then we can move forward with their request for lost revenue funds. That was one of the requests. And then they are also studying plans for the next follow-on expansion of their building space. And so once we get that contract, we can start, and bills coming in on that, we can start paying that.
So no issues with the end of the year, you know, get everything obligated?
No, that money, all we have to do is sign the contract, and in part, that's already been signed.
Thank you.
So where that again on the new building? Are they still moving forward with that
project? They're trying to figure out exactly what it's going to look like, but that's their intent, is to move forward with the expansion in more space.
Do they give any indication when they'll have some type of resolution or next step?
No, and another thing we're doing too is, I think I've mentioned earlier in the year, I sat down with all the project folks that have ARP projects that haven't spent all their money, and I asked them what their plans were to spend all their money. And so in the next couple of weeks on the calendar is to call everybody and get their reassurance that everything's going to be good for spending their money. So that'll be a call that'll happen to them to get an update with their building plans in
gotcha.
The next couple of weeks.
So I just think, if the money has to be spent by the end of 2026, we can reappropriate the funds in the budget this year, and they can have next year potentially. But I'm just kind of thinking out loud here, if it's not spent next year, then, we could reappropriate again in 26, but that's like the last chance. And so really, because once we appropriate it to one specific purpose, we can't really like claw that back.
Well, as a matter of fact, if projects come in under cost, then there are means that we will make sure we have in place that we can roll that money to another project that's already on the book.
That's kind of what I'm getting at. Where I'm curious is because I expect that will happen to some degree.
Sure.
So when the time comes, maybe we could be informed on how that process works.
And we'll have that in place by the end of this year.
Great. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, if you'll turn to the road report. Mostly chip seal and preparing for roads for asphalt overlay. We talked to Rogers Group, and it's that time of year when they're catching up with their state projects, and they'll be looking to schedule to come work for us the last part of October through the end of the year. Also, we striped all the roads that we did our cape seal process on. They look pretty good, I think. I'm pretty proud of the way those look so far. We're looking forward to see how they wear as we go forward. Through the months. Yes, sir. No, I'm not. But it sounds like. Okay, you had your hand on your mic, so I thought you were. I'm wanting to out quick draw you. We stopped our mowing because of the burn ban it's on. We don't want to start a fire on the roadside and the ditches. We'll still trim some of the brush and stuff, but we're not mowing the ditches right now. Waiting on rain for that to start back. And we hope to have contracts in for the construction of the road shop by the end of the year to start construction by the beginning of next year. That's all my report, unless there's questions, Your Honor.
Thank you, Administrator Anderson. Are there any questions, Justice Lund?
If I may, Justice. Sorry. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate all your due diligence in dealing with me, especially.
Yes, sir.
Is there any updates on our state projects, Highway 25, Skunk Hollow? 286.
Skunk Hollow has received some approval. We're looking at applying for a safe intersection grant. Last year, I think that could have netted us about $1 million. So we'll have to bid that out. What was your other projects you were asking about?
The Highway 25 Elliott Road turn lane.
That is still in the planning. They've asked us to kick in our first part of the contribution for the planning, but it's a couple years down the road at best. Any other questions? Thank you, Your Honor.
Yes, sir. Thank you. All right, next we move into standing committee reports. We'll just start to my right, Justice Knight.
No report this week.
All right. Justice Coates.
Thank you, Your Honor. Courts and Public Safety did meet this month. We discussed proposed resolution 2406, which was the Sheriff's Office line of succession, and forwarded that on to full court, and we will hear that tonight.
Thank you, Lorraine. And then moving along, the Budget Committee, Justice Huston.
Thank you, Judge. We met last week, and I believe we have 8 ordinances in front of you, in front of the court for consideration tonight. Also, I'll just let everyone know we finally set a date for our all-day budget extravaganza meeting on November 12th. And we'll start sometime in the morning, and we'll go until we get it done. Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, Justice Kendrick.
Thank you, Judge. Personnel met. We had a handful of ordinances to consider, from library raises, some sheriff's office raises, prosecutor, a position for a veteran service officer, grant writer. All those were forwarded on to budget for consideration. I believe one of them we'll be hearing tonight on our actual agenda. The rest of those will be considered during the budget cycle. So, thank you.
Thank you, Justice Kendrick. Moving along next on our regular agenda is public comments. Are there any comments by the public here tonight on any item before the court on the agenda? Yes, Mr. Turner.
I'd like to shout out to the road department as usual. Three items. You really made a lot of old widow women happy in Cypress Valley by putting feet in the sand.
Right.
My mom included.
Thank you.
So we appreciate that. The art has changed the speed. You did get mowed down there before the burn ban. We appreciate that. But the main thing was 64B and Lawrence Lane. Cleaned that big ditch out down through there. It was an extremely good thing that happened. That bridge would flood in heavy rain. Sometimes they were at least cut off for hours, sometimes a day and a night. That should make that 100% better. So thanks to the road department again and the road tax money. Money well spent and another good job.
Yes, sir. Hopefully, we're anxious to see the behavior of the water there after we clean that out. And I guess you have observed we have many complaints, to my knowledge, have we, Tom?
A lot of water comes there.
So, yeah, and I mean, our concern was downstream as it's continued. It opens up into a much bigger drainage slough, I guess you'd say, but there's a lot of blockage through there. Nature. Yeah, so. All right, thank you for that. We appreciate you taking the time to make those comments. We're always proud of our employees out at the road department. They work hard, and you never hear from them. They really do a good job. We've got a great collection of employees. Yes, Joya.
Hi. I have a question about proposed ordinance 2444 that's on the agenda for tonight. I wondered if that ordinance had already been discussed by the budget committee. I did not see that it had been on an agenda for the budget committee for the information on the website.
It was I know it was discussed in the personnel committee because I was there. Or excuse me, was that the personnel committee or budget committee? Justice Hoskins?
It was budget committee. I'm just pulling up the website real quick.
You guys forwarded it to the budget committee?
No, the budget committee heard it. I don't think personnel.
Personnel did not hear it. It was discussed in budget. And then I believe budget approved it to come to the full court. Now, I don't know whether it was on the agenda or not, but I believe that was the sequence of events.
It was on the agenda, but there wasn't a ordinance prepared because there was two different numbers being discussed.
Gotcha.
I anticipate it will be discussed fully tonight.
And then I had a concern about just some of the wording on the ordinance here and the dates that refer to 2023 on the ordinance.
Thank you very much. You will draw our attention to that. If you want to just play, so I don't have a problem.
That's standard language on 2023 language that refers to the budget when it was approved in 2023.
Ah, there you go.
So specifically, Section 18 says it should be effective in full force and effect for the payroll date of November 23rd,
2023. Noted. Thank you for that attention to detail. Those things often get cleaned up during the discussion on the floor, but in case it didn't, we thank you for bringing that up. Any other public comments? Thank you for your participation, both commenters. Next on our agenda, special reports. To my knowledge, there are none. Are there any special reports from the floor? Okay, moving along, old business. I'm not aware of any. Anyone have any items of old business to bring back before the court? New business. And we have quite the list. Tab number 3 will be proposed ordinance 24-37, animal control. Justice Coates.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to put ordinance 24-37 on the table for discussion.
Second.
All right, motion second. Can we have a reading, please?
Proposed ordinance 24-37, sponsored by Larry Coates, being at the Corn Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance being entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 23-36, dated November 21st, 2023, and to declare an emergency.
Members, you've heard motion second and reading. Is there any discussion? Well, Mary, would you like to give us a Cliff Notes version?
Yes, Your Honor. What this is as Administrator Higgins discussed earlier, the construction on the animal shelter is nearing completion. Now it is time for the operations to begin. For that to happen, the coalition is in a discussion and pending contract, I believe, with the county to handle the operations of the shelter. But some of that voluntary tax money that has been earmarked over the years for this exact purpose is ready to be allocated or used. And what that means is the shelter may not exactly open, as soon as this money is appropriated, but there are so many things for operations that have to be set up as far as computer systems, medicine, DEA license, salaries, just everything has to be in place before we can, be prepared as a county to open the doors and be prepared. Several members of our animal coalition and our animal shelter administrator is here. If you guys want to add anything or if anybody has any questions for them about any of these different items.
That's something to add, people.
Court recognizes you'll make sure that microphone is on.
My name is Nick Hayes. I've met most of you, I believe, on the New York Department of Animal Shelter. As Ms. Coates was saying, building up to opening the shelter, we can't just start taking dogs in because the shelter's completed. So we have to have a vet on staff to do the things we need for animal care. We have to hire staff, train staff. We have to have software in place and computers to hold that software. We have to have beds and bowls and treats and snacks and fences and everything you could imagine. You have your own animal, you need that times about 40. So a lot of money is going to be going for those things and those items to get started to that point. The vast majority of that will be payroll, obviously, that happens in most businesses. We need to hire at least one or two people to get started. And then we'll need to get them trained, make our software set up, and then trained on the software. And there's just lots of steps to go along with that.
Thank you. Any further discussion?
Well, I do have one question just about the contract and the timing of the contract. I'm a little bit reticent to appropriate the money without having a contract in place. And I'll probably support it, but I would like to hear a little more information, if possible, on that contract and the proposed timing of when it could be signed. If there's any information anybody could share.
Sure. Just Coach, you can jump in. Same thing, Counselor and Administrator Higgins. It is more than a one-page contract. I think that is safe to say. You'll see some head nods out there. Trying to be comprehensive, trying to understand where does law enforcement intersect with a county facility that's being operated by a nonprofit entity with whom we have a contract, and the relationships between the stakeholders is probably the biggest thing to wrap your mind around. I think we last week made a lot of progress with the sheriff's office, just we internally to the county, and we continue to hammer the details out. I'd be happy to answer any questions or toss it to Mr. Davis or Randy, Tom, Phil, myself, if you have any in particular, but I'll tell you from my standpoint, the most focus we've had, at least in my office, is making sure the relationships are situated like they should be, and that filters all the way down to who buys the wipes, who buys the food, and things like that.
not to bore details or gloss that over, but really starts with the relationships. Be happy to answer any particular questions.
Well, I guess what I'm curious about is, is any of this, does your office plan on expensing any of these funds as it's appropriate, or do you plan on waiting until the nonprofits, the contract is signed?
No, I think it's appropriate to go ahead and appropriate money. I think it's appropriate to appropriate the money about which we're speaking tonight. There are ongoing expenses we're comfortable with. The claims will still have to go through, and we would approve those on a claim-by-claim basis, as always, anyway. But no, there are stand-up expenses that need to be made now, and they're somewhat of a parallel set of tracks happening with a critical path that jumps from contract formation on the one hand and pre-work on the other. I'm thankful Mr. Davis is here on board handling those sorts of things and raising his hand and saying, hey, Randy, these things really need to be spent. Or Mary calls, Justice Coates calls Randy and says, hey, you need to think about this. And so there are a number of conversations going on and in progress at any one point in time. So I would just say, yeah, parallel tracks happening. I'm comfortable personally recommending that we need to appropriate this money so things can begin happening. Even though it's we don't have ink on paper yet, the signature, I'm comfortable with the progress of that. I don't think that could have made progress any sooner, to be honest with you. It's kind of like discovering where we are at in this brand new operation each time there's a conversation. We have our eye on our projected opening date, I say our inclusively, of January 1.
Great.
And so the contract, our understanding of the things we need to get in the agreements sort of goes in fits and starts as we have awareness of different points.
Sure.
And, yeah, I think the biggest thing, at least from my office, and I'll just speak from my office and not necessarily the county as a whole, but was discussions with the sheriff. The sheriff has to understand, get comfortable with, there's going to be a shelter and this operation out there by a third party, but I've still got, speaking of the sheriff, I've still got responsibility for law enforcement. That includes animal control. And so I was figuring out what is in perpetuity, how does that need to look? You know, if I've got to go out there and arrest somebody, how does that law enforcement certification work? Who's wearing a badge? What are the graphics on the side of the vehicle? Who needs to own the vehicle? Those sorts of things. And I'm being respectful of both the sheriff's office and the nonprofit here tonight, but that's the way I see it. If anybody wants to add anything, feel free. Justice Pearson, you had your hand up first, and then we'll go to Ms. Quinn.
Randy, do you want to go ahead?
I would just like to add that we really have three line items that we spend the money on. So we have the $1.2 million that's actually pure construction that we're dealing with the contractor and the architect. Then we have the additional $300,000 that is to add equipment in the facility. That's kennels. That is the hardware for the network system inside, the security system. But what we're up against now is we actually have internet bills that are not part of construction or the outfitting equipment, electric bills that are not. So that is part of what the operating expenses where we would start, among the other things. The only option that we have is to pay those out of the judge's office. And, of course, we're at year end, which we're getting into lowering the budget, so that makes that part of the challenge. I will say that the negotiations are not anything that are deal-breaking. It's not like we're having discussions of, well, if we don't agree to this, then we'll have to find a whole new coalition. Not anything like that. We're all singing to the same sheet music. It's working out the details, as Judge Dotson referred to. This is the first time we've ever done this in the county. We want to do as much as possible we can to get it right the first time.
Yeah, that's the whole reason for the nature of my question. Yeah. It's new. I'm trying to understand it as we get into it. Not against the appropriation at all. Sure. I just want to learn as much as I can about it. Ms. Quinn, do you have something you want to add?
And I don't want to be repetitive because some of you all were at the committee meeting, but one of the things we are blessed in the county is Nick has worked directly as a shelter director. He's worked with law enforcement. So as our board, that's a piece that is, you know, that's for the county and for Nick to kind of work out that those details. But in the meantime, we have to look at it from a perspective from the community. We want to get these doors open. What we don't want to happen is have it sitting there and nothing is happening. And we can't expect Nick to open the doors on day one with no computer equipment, no employees trained, not all the supplies and things we need. And we have a community of people waiting to start donating and giving and doing. And we're proud of this, and we want to open those doors and do an open house for the community, all those things, and make it a visible thing that people can invest in. So for us, we have to have something to get started. And I know I've spoken to the judge about this, you know, it's kind of chicken egg. We've got to do this in order to get those doors open. So, and then our fundraising, we're going to be having a capital campaign that's also based off the building that we can't get into yet. So we've got about 60 to 90 days here I really don't want to get him behind, and I feel like every day is important for him to get those staff people. And he has staff people in mind that are already experienced, so that's going to be great for us as well. So I do think with his experience, I think we're just set up in a really, really good spot. And then I'm going to let attorneys and judges work out the details of that contract. And, of course, our board will review that and make sure we're up to committing to whatever they're going to ask of us. But Nick is going to be a great person for us to consult with as far as both sides of this, knowing what's going to work and what won't. So, okay.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Again, I'm supportive of the appropriation. Just want to do our due diligence. We're so close to what feels like kind of a finish line, and I don't want to rush into things blindly. So I appreciate you taking the time to get more information and answer the question.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Quinn.
Your Honor, one more comment that I want to make is that the details are so detailed. And I personally didn't realize what all was going to be involved, or I probably wouldn't have bit this off, just to be completely honest. But I mean, even this afternoon, the different groups from the judge's office, and I think all of us agree, as a court, from the sheriff's office, the judge's office, the court, the coalition, we have all worked so diligently to work together. And there's so many things underlying. I mean, I don't even know how many hours today in the sheriff's in AG's office with the sheriff and Chief Deputy Woolley, trying to figure out what's the most cost-effective deputy to put in the animal control. I can't even explain all the different levels of deputizing, you know, a reserve officer, animal control officer, all of the things. But we want to make sure that all of those details are worked out before we put those details in the contract, because we want to make sure they're the most cost-effective choice for that contract, if that makes sense.
Very good, thank you. Any other discussion?
Judge, if I could, section 2, the largest item on the ordinance here, just wanted to know if I could have a few examples of other professional services.
I can tell you what that would be. Again, we're trying to do a budget for something that is not functioning yet. So we have literally the last quarter of 2023 is kind of what we're looking at, but it's still a modified quarter. And so that would be fourth quarter payroll costs once the two new employees are hired, and then our full-time person, and then the vet. We'll have to have a vet who can come in and have the facility, the operating room, all that the way that they need it to be. We already have a vet. So that's all great. She's already signed up and on board with us. So we're excited about that. But again, we can't expect her to walk into an operating room without it being the way she needs it to be. So we will, and we pay her for, once a week. She will come in one day a week for us, and there's a flat rate for that. So that's already been discussed and worked out. But again, we're going to need her before we open on day one. So we're going to have a little bit of that expense. So that's why that number is kind of higher, because that's, you know, with any nonprofit, I've done this forever. I mean, what is your base expense? It's the people that run it. It's the people that serve, the people, the animals, whoever you're working with. So for us, that is our expense. Our staff people and the people that are going to be there day in and day out handling the needs of the shelter. So that's kind of why that number it is the bigger number because it is a whole payroll quarter pretty much. So
thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Thanks, Lori.
Okay.
And I will say, Justice Strain, I'm not sure how much you dealt with line items or budgets, but other professional services is a common budget line item that pretty much deals with services. So services of any kind, and like Ms. Quinn said, people are usually a pretty large expense relative. Any other questions? All right, this is an appropriation, so roll call vote, please.
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Gray.
Yes.
Hendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Hosky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Roberts.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes. All right, the proposed ordinance 24-37 is passed. Next on the agenda, tab number 4, if you turn there, proposed ordinance 24-38. This is dealing with the SNIP program and the Justice Coates.
I'd like to make a motion to put ordinance 2438 on the table for discussion.
Second. Motion second, counsel.
Proposed ordinance 24-38, sponsored by Justice Mary Coates, be enacted by the Corn Court, County of Fulton, State of Arkansas, entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Fulton County Ordinance 23-36, dated November 21st, 2023, and to declare an emergency.
All right, we've had motion second in reading. Justice Coates.
Yes, Your Honor. What this is that if you guys will remember last year, we appropriated, or I wasn't on the court then, but $80,000 for the spay and neuter program through Companions, which was the SNIP program. That created vouchers for Faulkner County-based rescues as well as Faulkner County residents to get a voucher to help with their spay and neuter costs of their animals. That was not all spent that year, and the reason for that was not the need. We all know the need is there, but the reason was the capacity of Companions. They literally didn't have enough operating rooms available to do all the surgeries. So we did back down that money a little bit this last year during budget season to the $40,000, and we stated that we were willing to relook at that when they came. If they ran out of money, come back and see us, and we would revisit that. They did that back last September, I guess, August, September. That fund is completely out of money. The last committee meeting that we had to discuss this, we weren't able to have a quorum because of some of the sickness and different things. And so they are literally out of money, and the spay and neuter surgeries that would normally be done with those vouchers have stopped. So this $12,000 would be appropriated to continue that SNIP program through the end of the year, and then come budget season, for 2025, that will have to be an entirely new discussion. Perhaps with the shelter is probably what's going to have to be done there. I know there's been several different discussions with the coalition and with Nick about some spay and neuter voucher programs, free spay and neuter clinics, some different options that are going to be entertained, but that's further down the line. So this $12,000 will get us through, get the county through the voucher system through December, if we hope.
Thank you, Ben. Any questions? All right, hearing none, this is appropriation, so roll call vote, please.
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Gray.
Yes.
Hendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Pulaski.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Robert.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Shock. Tyler.
Yes. All right, proposed ordinance 24-38 passes. Next on your agenda, tab number 5, this proposed ordinance 24-39 appears to be the monthly omnibus appropriation. What's your pleasure?
Judge, motion for the approval of ordinance 24-39.
Second. Motion second, counsel.
Proposed ordinance 24-39, sponsored by the Budget Finance Committee, be it Nesbitt Crown Court, County of Fulton, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled the Appropriation Ordinance to amend and supplement Fulton County Ordinance 23-36, dated November 21st, 2023, and to declare an emergency.
Thank you for that. Justice Wolofsky.
Thank you, Judge. Justices, as we look at this, some of the big numbers, Section 6, Judge Carnahan came and talked about this. They sold a vehicle or something similar. So this is just kind of money going back towards that same purpose. Section 7 was about scanning documents at a pretty good rate that we're taking advantage of. And I don't remember what Section 8 was, but I asked about it.
A transfer in IT to cover their additional costs that they had from the law.
Justices, that's all I've got. Thank you, Judge.
Any discussion? Again, it's the monthly omnibus, little smattering of everything. Of course, we call it cleanup, and our county clerk doesn't like us to do that for valid reasons. Any other discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Yes,
sir.
Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Gray.
Yes.
Hendrick.
Yes.
Nye.
Yes.
Wolofsky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Peterson.
Yes.
Roberts.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes. Okay, proposed ordinance 24-39 has passed. Next on your agenda, if you'll turn to tab number 6, you will see proposed ordinance 24-42, reclassification of positions and titles. Mrs. Kendrick, what's your pleasure?
Make a motion to put proposed ordinance 24-42 on the table for discussion.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second. And could you have the reading, please?
Proposed ordinance 24-42, sponsored by Justice Chris Kendrick, be enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Fulton, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an ordinance to reclassify one department title, three job titles, and transfer seven positions within the Fulton County Sheriff's Office to be addressed in the 2025 annual budget process to be effective January 1st, 2025.
Okay, members, you've heard a reading. Is there, Justice Kendrick said, is there a brief explanation of this?
I can give a high-level overview, Judge. This came before personnel, and these are some changes that were requested by the Sheriff's Department. And we had a good discussion on it. I think a section that we might want to highlight for most of the court, just because it's an important item to note, is Section 6. We had the COPS grant, so that was a grant that was given to us that funded some additional deputies for our Sheriff's Department. At the end of that grant, when it came up, that's something that the county was going to have to incur to keep those on, and that's what this is doing is transferring and reclassifying those outside of that grants line item, and those will be on the county from that point on. I'll open it up to the Sheriff's Office to give any explanations or any information you think we need more in-depth or more eloquent than I can give them.
Court recognizes those ability.
Good evening. So Section 1, Administrator Higgins was speaking about earlier, is that PSAP consolidation is taking place, and so the Sheriff's Office will no longer have dispatchers or dispatch personnel on our payroll, and so in order to make it transparent, we're just asking to drop the title of dispatchers off of the department title of deputies and dispatchers, and so that's what Section 1 is in reference to. Section 2, 3, and 4 are just adjusting job titles within the Sheriff's Office. And then Section 5 is transferring one position out of the County Jail Department in County General to the Sheriff's Department in County General. So it's not changing where the money came from, just the department it's under, because we have enforcement side of the Sheriff's Office and then the jail side of the Sheriff's Office. And then Section 6 is what Justice Kendrick mentioned, was the COPS grant, in order to make it transparent and also close out one of our payrolls to make it a little bit easier to process things for us and the county clerk's office and just the county in general. And it's easier to go ahead and transfer those six positions over to the
Department 0436 that's already existing out of criminal justice and only have two payroll departments versus three, which is what we have currently out of the sales tax. So if anybody has any questions.
Thank you. Any questions for Angie? Any discussion? Thank you, Angie. All right, hearing none. Roll call vote, please.
Yes.
Coach.
Yes.
Gray.
Yes.
Kendrick.
Yes.
Nye.
Yes.
Mahusky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Roberts.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes. Okay. Proposed ordinance 24-42 passes. And if you'll turn to tab number 7, you'll see proposed ordinance 24-43. Rapid DNA Grant Fund. Budget and Finance, Justice Mahusky.
Judge, I will make a motion for the approval of Ordinance 24-43.
Second. Okay, motion second. Counselor.
Proposed Ordinance 24-43 is sponsored by Budget and Finance Committee, being acted by the Coin Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas. An ordinance to be entitled An Ordinance to Establish a Special Revenue Fund to be called Rapid DNA System Pilot Program for Investigation Grant Fund, appropriate funds, and to declare an emergency.
All right. Justice Mahusky, do you have a brief overview?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Judge. This basically sets up a separate fund for us to be able to track the revenue and expenditures from this grant. As you'll see in the ordinance, that this does not appropriate any money. There's no money being appropriated in here at all. It just sets up this extra fund so that we can track that money as it comes in and out for the rapid DNA. If you want to know anything more about the grant, you have to ask the sheriff's office. They did a brief overview basically saying someone comes in, they do a DNA test, and they're able to get the results back within like 90 minutes or something like that, which is remarkably fast compared to today where they got to send it off to the crime lab and wait weeks or months or years to get that back. So from the time you swipe and put it in, 90 minutes later, you'll know if they're wanted out of California or New York or whatever. So it's a pretty good tool for that purpose.
Thank you for that. Certainly, Sheriff or Chief, anybody, if you want to give an overview. But I'll tell you what I know. It's $1 million grant Faulkner County got, probably three or four of the counties in Arkansas, grand total got. It's a pilot program, and it's going to help arrest the right people and not arrest the wrong people. Is that the best non-law enforcement description I could give?
I think that's a pretty good description.
So rather than having to release somebody having committed allegedly a crime of a serious nature, but having been convicted or suspected of being convicted somewhere else, and having DNA testing available quickly rather than days and weeks later, it's going to make our community safer and much more allow us to make sure that justice is served where it should be and not where it shouldn't be. Sheriff?
Judge, ma'am. You can decide this. Okay, it's on. So, the importance of this DNA is, number one, because of the Pam Felkins case. I think most everybody's pretty familiar with the Pam Felkins. It's close to a 30-year cold case murder. And through the DNA process, that's how we got some closure to that family. It wasn't with this system, but it was through DNA. And because of the relationships that was built with the crime lab, and Kermit Channels, the director of the crime lab at the time, there was a lot of meetings that myself and my investigators went and had with the Pam Felkins case. And we formed this relationship, and then lo and behold, a year or two later, this comes about with these two machines, with the DNA. That this $1 million will be 100% funded, and then that we will be able to utilize, and we are one of two counties in the state of Arkansas that was selected And there was a long process through our congressman and went up to the House and the Senate in Washington, D.C., and was signed off by the president for us to be able to move this thing forward and get these into the hands of those pilot programs, and us being one of them. So we're really fortunate. That is, in a nutshell, the importance of it. One of the machines will give you a result. Anytime we have a felon that comes in, we swab them 9 minutes if he's wanted out of for some type of crime or any type of DNA that has been put into the system. It matches it. It will alert us within that 9 minutes. And within a 24-hour period, I think it's 24 hours, don't hold me to that, it's worldwide. And so that's a big deal. And I sure would like to see this move forward and get this, however we got to pay for it, however that works, you know, to get that program. That's a little history about the DNA project.
And to that point, this is setting up the funding stream internally here, making a place for it to be and go. Is that correct?
Kind of correct. Yeah, it's just setting up the fund.
Yeah. So this will be the award has been given upon the county. So the appropriate fund flow and means mechanically to account for that, both as reimbursement or withdrawal. In either case, you would be voting to set that structure up as recommended by, assuming our county clerk, Angie Woolley, and I guess the treasurer. Any questions on that?
Judge.
Yes, Justice Lohosky.
Seeing that this is not an appropriation ordinance, it has no emergency. Never mind, it does have an emergency clause. Hang on.
Good catch, and that's going to require 7 or 9 votes rather than 7.
Yeah.
Even though it's not an appropriation.
Okay.
Tom, I locked eyes with Tom. He's over there holding up 9 fingers, so thank you for that. In case you didn't know, a lot goes on to the production of these meetings, and the staff never gets any credit for that. When I say staff, a lot happens, and you'll see me glance over at Tom or Randy or Phil or Margaret. I think that. Any other questions?
Yes, and there may not be an answer to this question. It's just it's how my brain works, serious as it is. I see that there's a sunset date of 27. So let's say you like this thing. It's great, 100% results, whatever. What's the game plan going forward? How would you obtain, is there like a different grant you go after to get this back, or how does that work?
Recognize Chief Woolley.
So,
hey, that's all. There we go. So every one of your federal grants has a project period. So basically that 3-year period is the time frame you have to get the money, spend the money, get the system up and going. Once we get the machines, really the only cost after that we're seeing right now will be if we have to buy a new samples. So because initially through this grant, we're getting the 2 machines. One is one that we place in the jail in our booking facility. And the second one will be used in investigations, called investigative lead. It'll be more mobile for field use. So in this 3-year, three-year period for this grant is 3 years worth of swabs, 3 years, you know, all your programming. So really for what it seems like right now, after that will be just minor equipment, like replacement swabs is what we're seeing right now.
And so, of course, if you want any more machines, more devices, that's an expenditure down the road, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks.
And we don't have an appropriation right now because we're not ready for that. But I would figure come next year when we really start getting kicked off, ready to buy equipment and stuff, we'll have to come back for the court. You know.
Chief, I've got a question. So is it fair to say this is great technology we'd expect to see really nationwide? Eventually, it's just that we're very early adopter pilot program?
Yes, sir. From what I've been able to tell, it's running in about 30 states right now. A form of this, but it's new for Arkansas. And, you know, like I spoke in the committee meetings, I spent 8 years in investigations, and I've been out of investigations for a while, but I'm still getting DNA hits from years ago.
Wow.
Something finally hits. Well, so when it says it takes weeks, months, years to get back something from a crowd lab. I mean, that's accurate, but to be able to have the capability of knowing within 90 minutes if somebody's wanted nationwide while we actually have them in our custody. So,
thank you for that. We also want to acknowledge Congressman Hill and certainly any of our other federal legislators. I know for sure he played a hand in it because he called me. I didn't apply for it. Sheriff's, I guess, applied for it. And Congressman Hill called very excitedly saying, you've gotten this award for this rapid DNA test. And I went, that is awesome. And he said, it's like $1 million. I said, it's really good. And so then I even called the sheriff and said, are you aware that we just got $1 million award? He already knew. So, but anyway, thank you to Congressman Hill. Any other questions?
Judge, I don't have a question, but I've got a comment. I just want to say, Sheriff, thank you to you and Chief and all y'all staff for going out there and doing this. I think this is just another example, and for the rest of the county that was involved too in helping getting this, but I think this is just another example of how Faulkner County is leading the way, and we're one of the first ones in Arkansas to do this. And I mean, you've described the benefits, and I think we're going to see those over the long term with having this. So thank you all for going out there and doing that and being proactive.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for that. What was the other county or two? Has it been in Washington?
Well, Saline County.
Saline. Okay. Saline County.
Initially, it was a pilot program with the crime lab. And but it grew out of that after Kermit Channel had left the crime lab. And somehow it molded out of that into this grant program from the Fed side. So there was going to be two counties. We were awarded one. Saline County was awarded one. The crime lab still had theirs that they were going to use as a pilot. If I'm not mistaken, it's Washington County.
Okay.
Which is one of the big counties.
Yeah. That's good company.
And one other thing, if I may, and Louisiana had got this implemented, and within the first 3 or 4 days, they had made numerous arrests on homicides, some rapes and things like that. Other people that was in Louisiana who actually hit up in New York City and different locations. So it was very successful right off the bat with those guys. And also, one other thing is, it was my understanding, and I've had a conversation with Sheriff Wright as well, and it's his understanding that at the end of this three-year process that there's only two of them in the state, two or three others, swabs and the investigative tools that we need around this will be supplied by the crime lab. So a lot of that will be coming from them. We may have some extended here or there, but it's our understanding that's the way we was initially told, that's what's set up is the crime lab. We actually take that over, supplying us with what we need.
Excellent. Thank you for your leadership. It's like Justice Kendrick said, that's what we're about here in Faulkner County. We're not afraid to lead. And I'm really excited. That's really good company. Washington, Saline counties, and the state crime lab. So thank you all. Thank you all. Any further discussion? All right. 7 votes or 9 votes, Tom?
7 votes.
Oh, emergency. So that is 9. That's why I couldn't remember. Go ahead and have a roll call vote, please.
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Brady.
Yes.
Hendricks.
Yes.
Nine.
Yes.
Mahosky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Roberts.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes. All right. Proposed ordinance 24-43 passes. And thank you again. Tab number 8, proposed ordinance 24-44, one-time pay increase. Tab number 8. And I don't see who sponsored this, so I'll just entertain a motion.
This was passed out of Budget and Finance, Judge. Make a motion for the approval of ordinance 24-44.
Second.
Motion second. We have a reading, please.
Proposed ordinance 24-44, being enacted by the Coin Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance being titled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 23-36 as a one-time pay increase of $300 for all full-time employees and $150 for part-time employees to be paid with payroll date November 21st, 2024, and to declare an emergency.
Okay. Could we have a brief synopsis of this, Chair, and we'll open it up for discussion?
Yes, thank you, Judge. This ordinance, we heard this. We didn't hear, I'll say this, we didn't hear the ordinance specifically. We heard the issue during our Budget and Finance Committee. We discussed it. Like I said, we didn't have the ordinance sitting in front of us at the time, but we could discuss it during our committee meeting, and we passed a motion to have our clerk work up this ordinance for tonight with the, a one-time pay increase of $300 for all full-time employees and $150 for part-time employees. This is something that we've been doing as long as I can remember, as long as I've been involved, at least. And I don't know how long we've been doing it as far back. But, due to county legislative audit stuff or whatever, basically we can't call it a bonus, but it's AKA our Christmas bonus, but we call it a one-time payment. Thank you, Judge.
Thank you. Is it fair to say it's been practiced in the past to do this only because it can be afforded in that year, and there has been no expectation it's necessarily done every year, and that you certainly are not under any obligation going into next year's new budget to include this, and that's why it's called a one-time pay increase? Is that your understanding?
That's my understanding, and I would supplement what you're saying with just as if you kind of read down and you see the numbers, and then, a good indicator is just looking at the first line, 1500 is transferred. And if you can carry that all the way down, is transferred. So really the point of this is, we get to the end of the year, we have a good projection over what's going to be spent out of our budgets for the rest of the year, and then all this money is transferred into this line item. So it's kind of funds that are sprinkled throughout their budgets. A lot of times it can be in this unemployment 10-11 line item, or possibly other line items. But the point is to say, oh, we've got some extra there that we budgeted for that we didn't spend, so let's take that and maybe we can do this, Christmas bonus for our employees.
Justice Moss, did you have a item to discuss?
Yes, sir. I'd like to make a motion, if I may, at this time, to increase the 300 to 400 for full-time employees and for part-time employees from $150 to $200.
Okay. And so that's 400 for full-time employees, and what was for part-time?
$200.
200, 400, and 200. And help me to understand that it's been at $300, if I remember the committee discussion correctly. It's been at 300 for many years, hasn't been increased. And is that accurate?
It's been about
4 years.
4 years? It hasn't been that long.
You recall what it was before then?
Yes, it was 200 and 100.
Okay. 3 years.
For like 19 years.
Okay. Justice Lyon.
Well, I was just going to reiterate what Justice Lehowski said. I mean, this is pretty common. I've worked in the municipal area for going on 20 years, and this is kind of common with most cities and governments, a little bonus at the end of the year to... It's all, or you don't want to call it a bonus, call it a employee appreciation, longevity and whatnot. So, I mean, I fully support it. Just wanted to reiterate, this is not something that's just common with Faulkner County, but it's common with most city and county governments.
Yeah, and we get into just for everyone's benefit, to see people trying not to call it a bonus, because basically we can't do bonuses outright. Salaries are set. In a public body, they're set and they're paid for the time worked. So with our quorum courts in the years past, the way that we've been able to do it legally is just, our quorum court is certainly well within the law to give a pay increase. They do it all the time, right? At least twice a year they consider it. And so it's certainly okay to do a one-time pay increase, and that's what it's called, and that's the way it's treated, and that's certainly legal. And I would just reiterate that there's no obligation to do it next year. It's a one-time pay increase.
It also has to do with the RS. And if you do a bonus pay, they're taxed at a much higher rate than a one-time pay increase.
Yeah.
So part of that is that they get more of this money in their pocket instead of the government getting money in their pocket.
Yeah. So bottom line, you're going to be voting on a one-time pay increase. Any further discussion on the motion? Do we have you've got a motion on the floor. We have a second. Okay, any further discussion on changing what you see before you as what, $300 and $150 for full-time and part-time? The motion is to change it to $400 for full-time employees and $200 for part-time. All right. So any further discussion on that?
Judge, Margaret, do you foresee any problem with these funds, or we're going to pull from somewhere else if we increase that?
I actually ran another ordinance, but I ran it at the $500 and the $250, and there was no new money done. It was all being able to be a transfer also with that amount. If y'all were not, the ones that were here, the total cost is like $122,000 for the $300/$150 total, including county general and all the departments, and it was $208 for the $500. So it's going to be down less than that for the $400 and the $200. But yes, I was able to do the $500 and the $250 without any new appropriations.
Thank you. I fully support this motion.
And I have to reiterate that what I had to say during the committee meeting was that the consideration is if employees, and we've got across 350, 370 employees, number one, can you afford it? And that's the discussion you guys have just had, what the total cost would be this one time. And the next being, don't do what you've ever got to roll back. You've ever been at an employer or had a family member who's been at an employer, was accustomed to giving, or employees accustomed to receiving these, they tend to plan for their Christmas that way. And if you didn't know, or anybody watching live stream, there are a lot of people living paycheck to paycheck. And if employees get used to receiving $100 or $300 or $10,000 or whatever Chevy Chase was going to receive in, was that Christmas vacation or whatever that was? That was a comedy movie, but it struck home. You saw genuine rush. So, what I had to say to the committee was, I appreciate the benevolent attitude and the appreciation for our employees, but don't do what you can't afford to consider next year and the following year. And I think my question was, well, how much would it be? And county clerk had those numbers prepared, as always, and it's $122,000 on our tens of millions of budget. And so I would challenge you to find the right, unless you find the number that makes sense, that recognizes this is taxpayer dollars, but we don't have indentured servitude here. We appreciate our employees. Find the right amount is all I would ask. Is there any discussion on that motion first?
It does look like something that I heard in the past from Mark was explaining. If you look at a lot of these, they're coming from unemployment, expenditure code, end of salaries. This is why it's budgeted based on anticipated possible employment expenses for the county. It's already in the budget, but we haven't been in that plan. I think that's a testimony to being an employee of the county. That, I mean, the county's doing a good job. We're not having to have that unemployment. And so that's going to, it's not like this is costing money we didn't expect to spend anyway. We budgeted already a lot.
Thank you. Thank you for pointing that out. Anything else? Okay, so we're going to have a motion. We'll just do a voice vote on the motion to change what you will ultimately be voting on. All in favor of Justice Moss's motion indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so if we need to recess and print, you don't have those? All right. So just understand you're voting on the exact same ordinance. The only thing that changes is the amounts. $400 for full-time employees and $200 for part-time. Anybody got any questions on the amounts or what the motion that just passed? Okay, moving along to the ordinance in Maine. Justice Lyon.
Yeah, this is going to be probably more procedural. Do we need to do an amendment to the ordinance to update the dates, as was pointed out by one of our citizens?
Yeah, very good. Could you read those into the record?
Make a motion to amend this ordinance to update the dates to the proper dates of 2024, to be used in 2024. I believe approved by the quorum court should be October 15th, 2024. Is the payroll date 11/23 correct?
No, it's going to be November the 21st.
Okay, November 21st, 2024 payroll. Barring any other justices saying, I believe that's the only two changes I noted.
Awesome. Thank you for that. And thank you, Ms. Jorga, for finding that. Did I pronounce your name correctly? I'm sorry. Justice Lachowski commiserates. And did our county clerk get the amendments?
Yes.
All right. So we'll do a vote. We have a second on that?
Second.
Okay, all in favor indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so those clerical corrections did pass. And now the ordinance in Maine, the $400, the $200 one-time pay increase. Any other discussion? Anything further? All right, voice vote, please.
Yes, Your Honor.
Excuse me, roll call vote.
Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Sidry.
Yes.
Nine.
Yes.
Mahosky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Roberts.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes. Okay. Proposed ordinance. I don't have a number in front of me. 24-44 has passed. Turn with me to tab number 9, if you would. Proposed ordinance 24-45, and this is to repeal ordinance, an older ordinance, 21-13. What's your pleasure?
Thank you, Judge. Motion for the approval of proposed ordinance 24-45.
Second. Okay, motion, second. Can we have a reading, please?
Proposed ordinance 24-45, sponsored by Justice Lachowski, being acted by Quorum Court, Fulton County, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to entitle an ordinance to repeal Fulton County Ordinance 21-13, dated June 23rd, 2021. And to declare an emergency.
Very good, Justice Hosty.
Thank you, Judge. Justices, this I bring this ordinance forward, and I sponsored this ordinance because I am the one that sponsored Faulkner County Ordinance 21-13 back in June of 2021. The Arkansas General Assembly during that year passed an ordinance to raise the bidding threshold to $30,000. At the time, we all voted as a court to keep it at the through this ordinance to keep it at $20,000. We've got a lot of projects going on. There's a lot of things going as we talked about between the jail, an animal shelter, a new road shop, all the many things we have to take care of. And so it's I just felt it appropriate to roll back this ordinance and to basically it'll just default to the state. State statute on this at $30,000. Thank you, Judge.
Thank you. And I will say the state, from time to time, the legislature raises the state numbers on that, just like they do with everything else, based on inflation through the years. And so I believe that is that amount set at $35,000 for commodities, quote unquote, at the moment?
I can't remember off the top of my head, but it changes, I think, every year, so it's a moving number.
Very good. And I'll be happy to take any questions. I'm sure Justice Lahosky would as well. Any discussion? All right. Let's go ahead and have a roll call vote on that, please.
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Brandy.
Yes.
Hendrick.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Roberts.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes. Okay, proposed ordinance 24-45 passes. It's passed. Okay, turn with me, if you would, to tab 10. This is going to be appropriation ordinance 24-46, proposed ordinance.
Judge, make a motion for the approval of ordinance 24-46.
Second.
Motion and second. Counselor.
Proposed ordinance 24-46, sponsored by the Budget Finance Committee, being enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Fulton, State of Arkansas, in order to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Fulton County Ordinance 23-36, dated November 21st, 2023, and to declare an emergency.
Thank you. Justice Lahosky.
Thank you, Judge. Justices, this we heard this tonight in Budget and Finance Committee. It's kind of a last minute. Ordinance, basically, maintenance is running short in their part-time salaries. So in order to pay out for next pay period, we need to pass this. In our committee, we did amend section one. There's an extra zero in there. It should be just $3,500, not $35,000. So, we knocked that extra zero off. It just didn't make it to print. Obviously, there was not enough. We passed that at 5:47 tonight, so we did not amend the booklets between then and 6 p.m. Thank you, Judge.
Thank you. Any discussion? Any questions? Seeing none, roll call vote, please.
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Yes.
Brady.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Coates.
Yes.
Brady.
Yes.
Hendrick.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Pearson.
Yes.
Roberts.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes. Okay. Proposed ordinance 24-46 has passed. Lastly, tab number 11. This will be proposed resolution 24-06, Sheriff's Office Line of Succession. Mr. Tony Twister.
Your Honor, I'd like to put proposed resolution 24-06 on the table for discussion.
Second.
Motion second. Ms. Murphy.
Fulton County Quorum Court proposed resolution 24-06 be resolved by the Quorum Court, Fulton County, State of Arkansas, a resolution to designate persons in succession to fill the vacancy of the office of sheriff on an interim basis.
And Sheriff, would you like to discuss this, the need for this?
Sheriff, your line of succession. Thank you, Judge. No, I don't know why it's got to be the sheriff. But evidently, my understanding is a state statute that requires a line of succession for your sheriffs, where in the event something was to happen to the sheriff, he would have a line of succession that would fill in as interim in the event something happened to me. And I still don't know why it's not other elected officials, Mr. Chair. But that's the case. And so my line of succession, I think what makes sense would be my chief deputy. And if for some reason he wouldn't be able to fulfill that, it would go down to the next person in the chain of command, which I think currently right now is our patrol lieutenant.
Very good. And I think the sheriff, the county judge have to have that accommodation. The county judge sitting as county court enters a court order, and that's the mechanism for that. Yeah. So we can't be without those. Hope those are never needed, right? But it's a requirement that's got to be done. So this is nothing out of the ordinary. Any questions? Just last.
Not so much a question, just a comment for some of our new justices. So like the sheriff said, this kind of fills the spot in an interim until really the quorum court can convene, and then we would appoint a sheriff to fill out the rest of that term until the next election.
Very good. If you come in, any other questions? All right. I think that will be, voice vote will be fine on that. All in favor indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Proposed ordinance 24-06, resolution 24-06 has passed. All right, that concludes all of our tabs. Next, we go to appointments as a regular agenda item. There are none this month. Next, we have announcements. We've got a few short ones. Our fall cleanup, countywide fall cleanup, including the e-waste drive, this Friday, the 18th, and Saturday, the 19th, at a number of locations around the county, namely the Expo Center on 64 East, the Road Department. There's another location and a few others around the county. You can go to our website. Is that correct, Kristen? To find the particulars on that, I believe we put a flyer up, didn't we?
On the Facebook page, I know.
Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Check out the Facebook page. And so we know, trust me, a lot of people around the county look forward to that date or those dates. And appreciate Sheriff's Department and the availability of 309s. For that, our road department chips in, does quite a bit to help, as do probably every elected county official in their departments. You'll see a lot of disposal orders probably next month, disposing of junk items in your packet. Looking forward to that. I actually enjoy those days. And if any of the members of our court want to feel connected to day-to-day county operations, this is probably your best opportunity to show up at one of those locations and volunteer to help, or just stop by and say hi. Are there any questions on the fall cleanup? Really is looked forward to by a lot of people in your county, for sure. Particularly the U.S. Drive. Next on our announcements, there is a burn ban in effect. Somebody mentioned that. I think maybe it was Randy or maybe the sheriff. There's a burn ban in effect for anyone who uses that a burn commercially. There is a provision in the law that allows you to seek to obtain a burn permit during a burn ban. You've got to convince, in this case, in every case, you've got to convince the county judge. You can call my office. I can tell you, you're going to have to convince the fire chief in the area where the burn would occur, and you've got to obviously be well equipped, understand the weather, and convince both me and the fire chief. But I wanted to sort of detail that to you, especially the newer JPs. You may be getting calls from folks about that. If you have any questions, just call myself or Randy or Tom or Phil, and we'll be happy to get you up to speed. It is really dangerous out there, and it's there is no appreciable chance for rain in the 15-day forecast. We are working diligently on that. As a matter of fact, we've got a tabletop exercise led by our Office of Emergency Management, I believe Thursday of next week, with the Game and Fish Commission and Forestry, and I think as of today, Entergy is going to join that tabletop exercise, focusing on Lake Conway. That's dry not only right now, but the next two or three, four summers, however long that is. And so I would absolutely implore everyone who lives around Lake Conway or just adhere to the burn ban. Do not burn if you're near Lake Conway. And we've had a couple of fires there, people just burning in their backyard in a burn barrel, allegedly. Fires getting out. So please observe that. Not going to enforce a prohibition on barbecue grills. I'm not going to say I would never do that. I suppose we could absolutely have much worse conditions. But no, there's in this county, we're not going to be an enforcement against that. Just be aware, if you do that and let the fire get out and it burns your neighbor's house down, you're probably going to be sued. And you may get a ticket from fire chief, fire marshal, or our sheriff if you were negligent and worthy of a citation. Use good common sense. Don't ever do anything that you start a fire that you cannot put out with water hose and fire extinguisher. I'd urge all of you to check your fire extinguishers, make sure they're functional, and you know how to use them.
as everyone else in your house as well. Did you want to say anything about the elections, or?
Early voting starts Monday at 8 in 3 locations here in town, Maywater, Greenburg, Colonia. So, you know, we're also having a backpack IUD or bomb exercise on Thursday at 10. If any of the JPs want to join, that's for our co-workers, our sheriffs, and poll judges to be on alert in case someone drops off a backpack with what to do. So we've done a lot of emergency preparedness in case hostile voters or somebody threatening a voter or threatening a poll worker. So we've had a lot of training happening in the background on that, and so we're prepared and ready to go Monday.
Thank you for that. I've been really impressed with the State Election Commission, I guess, who put the training on that you guys went through, who was Secretary of State Election Commission. A lot more preparations than just that. Thank you. Thank Laura Wiles. Thank our Election Commission. Appreciate all the work being done. We are really fortunate to have the election set up that we have here with the leadership we have in place. And our elections, don't worry at all about those elections, I don't personally. I really appreciate the confidence there. The County Extension agent, Mary Beth Gross, is here waiting patiently. I have not had a chance to ask you, do you have any announcements today?
I don't think so. Okay. We're in the thick of annual reporting season right now. Our year runs October to September, so we're getting out all of our annual reports, which you will have. At next meeting, I'll just lay that down at your chair so that you can kind of look at that. It's a nice time to see everything put together in one document. But yeah, we're back in the schools. Those are going full-time. Kevin's talking to producers around the county, kind of prepping them in case they need drought inch, however that works, making a claim for drought, however that works. He's already prepping them, like, keep track of everything you're doing in case this lasts longer than you think. So he's being really proactive with that. Chris is working every Saturday from now till Thanksgiving, pretty much. just busy. Everybody's busy.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Appreciate what you guys do. Appreciate all the department heads, elected officials getting their budgets in. Appreciate all the work that's been done thus far. Thank you to Randy. I want to thank Justice Wachowski also for his leadership on that. A lot of work happening around the county. If you have any questions, feel free to call my office at any time. Call me, call Randy, Tom, or Phil. Any other announcements? I want to thank everyone. A long meeting. I don't think it was needlessly long based on all the business we had to conduct today. Thank you all. Thank you for your attention and just the good decisions and deliberations you have. I appreciate each one of you. Anything further? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So
we are adjourned.